22 or 3 yards outside the box to the right of goal. Here's McPhail with a left boot. Hooked into the six-yard box. Yes! Goal! Headed off the post. I'm not sure if Alan Smith got a touch on the way through. But Leeds United have the breakthrough exactly halfway through this first half. And Leeds United are in front in a must-win game at Elland Road.
And this is Barton. Rolled into the edge of the box for Sibiesk. A little backflip to Anelka. And Anelka scores. Viduka just places the ball on the spot and strides backwards towards the edge of the area in front of an expectant Revien. Viduka against James. Viduka! Yes! Mark Viduka scores for Leeds United from the spot, and Manchester City now down to 10 men for the last 15 minutes. Can Leeds hold on for 3 precious points? And Leeds United are 2-1 up on Manchester City. Mark Viduka's 8th goal of the season.
Good morning.
Go, 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 Charlie. It's your...
I'm in a great mood this morning, Dave.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm in a really good... I don't know why. I'm just in a really, really good mood. Oh, I know. Leeds won last night. That's why I'm in a good mood.
You look relieved, actually.
Huh?
You look relieved.
Tell you what. Lucky. And to all the Man City fans, commiserations for being robbed last night of at least a point.
It's very noble of you.
Well, you know. And by the way, for all you people texting in...
Blooming cheats, Smithy falling over, blah, blah.
You'd have taken it. Anybody would have taken it, so stop you whining. Right? That's the only penalty we've had this season. So there you go. Thank you very much. It's dog-eat-dog down there. You wouldn't realise this, Dominic, in the dizzy heights of fourth place. You don't know what it's like down there, living in your big fourth place mansion, as opposed to our council estate down at the bottom. It's dog-eat-dog, I'm telling you. Anyway, well done to the boys last night. Commiserations to all you Man City fans. But look at the bright side. He did stuff Man U last week, so there you go. Right, Tuesday morning then. I will play Outcast in a second. Let's get some news and some sport from Dominic and Jules. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
Extra patrols. It's now 3 minutes past seven.
Did you see the game last night, Dominic?
No, I didn't.
Oh, it was great. It was pure class all the way.
I haven't seen the penalty that wasn't a penalty yet either.
A lot of people are texting in saying this. I think they're just bitter Manchester City fans. And I understand their pain. I really, really do. But, you know, you watched that from behind the couch with a blindfold on. And you'll clearly see... That was a penalty. I'm sorry about that. Let's not also forget Steve McPhail's fantastic free kick, which Smithy got his hair to. Did you see that?
Yep.
He's claiming everything last night. And then Smudger on the Sky last night.
Yeah, definitely my goal, yeah. Yeah, got a touch to it.
Never in a million years.
Yeah, it was mine. That was mine, that, yeah.
McPhail stand next to him going,
it wasn't.
Your ass, it was my goal, dear. I think you find that. And that's exactly how they sound.
Was it a convincing display last night by your side?
I think we played very, very well for a while last night.
You were second best for the majority of the game.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I think you were. I thought City were fantastic and totally dominant.
Well, yeah, but then again, they didn't go away with the points they did this season.
I'm not saying that,
like Everton at the weekend.
You wouldn't have taken the...
You were down to get 3 points at the weekend, weren't you? But you didn't...
We got a point.
You only got a point then.
Yeah.
We got 3 this week. You only got 1. Rubbish. That must be disappointing.
And he said 2 then.
I know he did. But that would be nice though.
How does that work?
I know. I think that's what they should do.
Do you think?
Yeah. I think on a game like that, we should be given 5 points.
Well, what about if you win the game, but there's some dispute about how you win it, you get 2. Like, it's penalties.
I said before, right, I'm very disappointed with all the Man City moaners this morning, because I've said nice things about Man City before. You know, if anything, if the FA were to look at it, I would quite happily take 3 points for us and 3 points for City. I'd be quite happy with that. That's fine. And to find those extra points, take them from Wolves, Leicester and Portsmouth. And then give them to City. That'd keep them happy. You know, we'd be happy, they'd be happy. Everyone would be happy.
That just reeks of fairness, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Mm. Or, right, take 10 points. How many points are Arsenal leading by now?
16, is that something?
No, it's not 16.
No. 12,
9. Is it 9? Oh, just feels like
that. Let's take 8 points from them and have a lottery. And, you know, and 8 teams get an extra point.
You know, let's jazz it up a little
bit. I'd be up for that.
Would you? You see, I may have a lot of stupid ideas, but there's one for every team.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Some of yours are not so daft.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, that's the way I look at it. Anyway, I'm very pleased last night. We needed that. It was our first bit of luck this season.
It's a real seven-pointer, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, and obviously our brand-new chairman was delighted last night. Hey, what a lovely man.
Shavels.
I've got a...
Shavels Kresger. He's like something off Spitting Gibbish.
Gonna play a little game with you now before we even go into our first record. This is the new chairman of Leeds United. Doesn't matter if you don't know anything about football, okay? You can play... This is play at home fun. 7:06, straight in with the games and the fun and the wackiness in the morning. So here's our chairman last night.
My view is we're coming back. We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom. We'll soon be...
All right, we'll soon be where? Dominic, have a guess. We're off the bottom, we'll soon be...
Further up.
Further up, Juliet. We're off the bottom, we'll soon be...
Second from bottom.
Second from bottom. All right, let's have a listen to what we said.
We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom.
Yep.
We'll soon be slightly higher.
Slightly higher. Genius. Chris Miles comes from Leeds, where he watches Leeds United. When they run out on the pitch, young Chrissy gets excited. He's bold and strong and daring, the bravest in the nation. He's not afraid of anything except for relegation. We'll soon be slightly higher. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. 7:07. Oh, hang on, calm down there. Okay, carried away there. Outcast now.
We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom. We'll soon be slightly higher. Ready for action, nip it in the bud. We never relax. We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom. We'll soon be slightly higher.
Slightly higher. You see that, Dave? He's a genius. He's a genius, our new chairman.
Genius, yellows.
I'm going to do a little message to him and all the Leeds fans after 8 o'clock this morning, and because someone needs to sort that guy out. Not like that. I'm not being like in The Sopranos.
They sort you out, mate.
Someone texted in and went, I see Larry Grayson's your new chairman.
He does look a bit like him though, doesn't he?
He sounds like a game show person.
It's just a bit embarrassing. And I'm sorry, he bought the club and everything, and I'm very grateful. It's just, you know...
He's got a sort of funny mouth.
He's meant to be a successful businessman, yet, you know, he can't afford a case for his glasses. He wears them on a chain around his neck.
Mm.
My mum does that when she goes to bingo. Do you know what I'm saying?
Does she?
Yeah. You just, you know... Someone needs to go, oh, Gerald, look, love, seriously, you know, thanks for buying the club and everything, but stay off the telly, all right? And he talks in sound bites. Everything is like an edited soundbite.
Everything in that interview afterwards sounded like he thought about it beforehand. It was all pre-prepared.
It's all little soundbite central. And it's just like, look, you don't do tell it. Look, just seriously, just leave it alone, will you? Let Lorimer do it, someone like that. Anyway, so that was my night last night, and it was thoroughly enjoyable for me. It was all right. I didn't see EastEnders, didn't see anything else, just stayed in and watched that, and it was thoroughly great. So there you go. And I won't go on about it for the rest of the day. Much. 7:17, Tuesday morning, Radio 1. Last week on Market Loud, this week, 4 days left. Make sure you're listening this afternoon from 1 o'clock. The fight, those nights, I tried to pretend it don't make me stronger. Jamelia and Thank You, it's 7:20.
Back from where we were, we're off the bottom, we'll soon be slightly higher.
Slightly higher. You see what he's done there, Dave?
Mm.
Yeah. So we're off the bottom, so therefore we will soon be slightly,
slightly higher.
Oh, where's his glasses around his neck on a chain?
And he's got a jacket that looks like a coach driver's jacket. You know, coach driver's jacket. He does look like a coach driver.
No drinking on the bus, please.
Pick up them clips.
Oi, you leave our chairman alone.
Dave, that is the most unattractive face you ever pull when you do that.
Yeah. Take your glasses off and put them around your neck.
Hey, I've got a chain, though.
I'll get you
hang
one.
Hang on. How's that look?
They're going to start selling them in the club shop. Leeds United spectacle chains. Got the logo on. Anyway...
Oh, dear. Very special day today.
Oh, it is a special day, actually, isn't it?
It's my girlfriend's birthday today.
Oh.
I know.
Happy birthday, Sophie.
Happy birthday, Sophie.
There you go.
Happy birthday, Sophie.
There you go. Love that's your present.
Bell in the card, eh?
Yeah, and cheaper as well. I said, where do you want to go tonight? She goes, oh, I don't know. Somewhere I've never been before. I said, here's the kitchen. Oh, that's it.
7:21.
Yeah. I got a lovely cookery book.
Did you?
Yeah, she'll be shattered after the first page. It says, take a clean pan. Anyway. And other great jokes.
They're timeless, aren't they? They don't date these.
They don't at all. Right, buzz off with a slight change today. Allard has said to me, play track 2. He has no idea what the CD is that I brought in, and he's gone, play track 2. So we're going to play track 2 today.
I'm nervous now.
It's a great show. You've actually chosen very, very wisely. Right, text buzz off to 81199. Buzz off when you've had enough of the track that I'm about to play. If you like it, you have to text buzz on. This is just an experiment for today, right?
Mm.
81199 is the text number. If you don't like the track, it's buzz off. If you do like it, buzz on. Ladies and gentlemen, kind of chosen by Allard from my CD collection at home, here's today's Buzz Off track. You've chosen wisely, Allard. Wales's finest. Buzz Off or Buzz On to 81199. Primal Scream.
Thieves keep a dealer. Thieves keep a fever. Whores keep a whore. Junkies keep scoring. Traders on a meat track. Strip just full of hunchbacks. Bitches just keep a bitching. Crap just keeps a itching. Ain't no use in playing. That's a wasting game.
Buzzon is just winning, and so it should.
Creeps to keep a crawling, drunks to keep a falling, teasers keep a teasing, holy Joe's a preaching, cops to keep a busting, hustlers keep a hustling, faith keeps a knocking, souls are up for action, and no use in playing, that's wasting, baby.
Buzz. Listeners haven't. No?
Listeners haven't buzzed at all.
Wow.
Congratulations, audience. You're very, very nice. What was that? 75% of the text messages text buzz on.
Great.
So that worked well today. You chose wisely, though, to be fair.
I'm a musical genius, thank you.
If you were to choose another number, what number would you have chosen?
Four. But I prefer two.
Four would have been fun-loving criminal Scooby Snacks.
Oh.
So I think you chose wisely, as Primal Screams Rocks doesn't have gratuitous swearing through it.
One music...
Great band. On tour with Travis, gotta go and see him. Was it somebody from Keane's mum who emailed in? That's the B-side of this song, isn't it? That her son wrote. Morning, Mrs. Keane. What's his name? Robbie? Roy?
Dunno.
Harry? Somewhere only we know. Keane are going to be in the Lifelines for Joe Wiley on the 10th of May. But we've been telling you this since February. We don't want you to miss it.
Lucky morning off.
Have we checked that it is May? Because we do this every time. We think that must be a little bit of a typo. Why would we be promoting the Live Lounge in May in March?
It's forward planning, isn't it?
You're telling me. Later on as well, every day this week, we're playing tracks from five unsigned bands in the hope that we can get them a deal and get them started. And you can give us your comments. That'll be after 9 o'clock this morning. Coming up next, Mary J. Blige and Sugar Babes.
Newsbeat.
Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
14 British soldiers are still in hospital after being... Time now, 7:35.
It's Alan Wiley, not Riley, Jules.
Wiley.
Wiley, you've got Riley on your script, just sort of your shoulder.
You got what?
Riley.
You've got what, Jules?
Wiley.
You've got ours?
Ours.
And what a cracking ours it is as well. Good morning. Somebody texted in, by the way. I hope I was going to get away with it, but we had a couple of text messages saying, you didn't say what album your Buzz Off track was from. It's actually from a compilation called Born to be Wild.
Jeez.
Which
oh,
is...
I've got that one.
I bet you have.
And the cover is a guy on a motorbike with a number plate, Wild, wearing a T-shirt saying Wild as he drives through the desert in America. You know those straight roads.
Yeah.
And it has such classics as Steppenwolf, Born to be Wild, but it also does have Primal Scream Rocks and other great tracks.
It's a bit Jeremy Clarkson, isn't it, in its music taste?
It's a little bit,
dangerous, but wearing jeans.
Yeah. What is it about the jeans?
I don't know.
It's not right, is it?
Born to be Wild.
Come on! Driving our Harley Davidson across the desert.
We're up the A1. Stuck in traffic.
Motorway 25.
Get your motor running. Head on the highway. Looking for adventure. And whatever comes our way. You know, I've never heard that
song
before.
Oh, there's a good guitar bit there.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, there you go.
Was that? So Dominic plays a guitar.
Not like that, I don't.
Well, no.
Not
that good. I thought you just sung.
No, I play guitar.
Just for you, then.
Sorry.
And whatever comes our way.
Here we go.
Yeah,
darling, oh, no, gonna make it happen. Take the world. This bit's great, listen. Nice.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'd love to see you play guitar.
Would you?
Mm.
All right.
I wouldn't.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
7:37, good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
God bless them. Sugar Babes and Caught Up in the Middle. It's out this week before that Mary J. Blige.
Blige.
I know what I said.
Don't diss Mary J. Blige, she's a legend.
See, Dominic Byrne is in eating our free biscuits. They're expensive, you know. What are you eating?
I don't know, it's not very nice.
Is it not? Well, I won't mention the company.
Yeah, don't give the brand out.
They just send them in to you for free.
This particular one isn't very nice. I'm sure the others are great.
Right, okay.
Don't eat it then.
It explodes when you eat it.
Yeah,
it goes everywhere.
7:45, Dominic Byrne is our newsreader, but he's rapidly becoming a friend of the stars. We're currently in the process of sorting out even more top Hollywood interviews. But it's now down to, it's not a case of, you know,
who can we get? It's a case of who will Dominic interview?
Yeah. Who will I take a call from?
I bet, have you eaten with your mouth? Are you eating with your
mouth? It's almost gone. I'm clear.
Right. He's also very, very funny and hilarious. He's loved by the masses now.
Mm-hmm.
For years, he was loathed by everybody at Radio 1. But
yeah,
now...
that's true.
Even people know who you are and talk to you in the corridor, don't they?
They stop me on the stairs and say, hello.
Right, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
He's a married man, happily married to his beautiful wife.
Yep.
With a lovely baby boy.
Yes, right.
And life is good.
Life is good.
He enjoys stamp collecting. And I don't. What do you do? What do you enjoy?
Yeah, mainly stamp collecting. Ornithology.
No, what are your hobbies? Seriously.
Music. I play guitar.
Play guitar.
As well you know.
And because of this, we're going to give you, the people of Liverpool, because we're going to Liverpool on Thursday to do the show from there on Friday, we're going to give the people of Liverpool a chance to see Dominic and meet him while he does his very own guitar gig.
That's right.
We're going to find a street in Liverpool, and we're going to apply for a busking licence, and Dominic will busk for an hour on Thursday afternoon. Congratulations.
You could actually busk outside the Cavern, Dom.
Just, yeah, this is actually the first I've heard of this.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
To be fair.
So, yeah, this is an idea that we came up with, moments ago.
Mm.
But because you got so excited by that guitar riff and that track from earlier, and you did buy a guitar recently.
I did, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And you're very proud of that guitar.
I love it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're going to give you the opportunity to be a radio rock star in Liverpool.
That sounds really good.
Where you can busk for your fans and also make a few quid.
Yeah. Do I have to give it to charity or just back pocket?
I think you can keep it.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll put a sign saying "not for" in tiny letters and then "charity" in big letters.
You can put it in the kitty for the beers that night.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Beer kitty, charity busking.
Because that'd be good, so you put your hand in your pocket. Tighter than a duck's.
I bought you a packet of crisps in that pub.
You nicked them from behind the bar when the guy went down to the cellar.
True story.
Yeah. You didn't really nick crisps, did
you? No, of course I didn't.
No, they were nuts.
There were no criminal activity. Don't email.
So what do you think of that? Are you up for that?
Yeah, yes, I suppose so.
Okay, so would the people of Liverpool like to... would you turn up, right? Let's say it was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Would you turn up to see Dominic Byrne busking in the streets of Liverpool? It would be great if we could get a crowd of, I don't know, 3, 4. It really would.
My biggest crowd yet.
So you up for that?
Yeah, right.
What are your favourite numbers on the guitar? I mean, obviously, don't give away the whole set list.
12 and 10.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's a little something out of the charts. This has been out of the charts since 1962. Here we go.
50 Cent, obviously, very easy to do on an acoustic guitar.
Can you do that?
Yeah, ludicrous.
Find me in the club, ring.
Yeah, that's nice.
Bottle of Bud, ring.
Beanie Man. Very, very good. Yeah. Nice chord progression.
Rachel can do them. I wanna call you to be his fan. Right.
We could do that, couldn't we?
Would you like me to have a guest appearance?
Not really, but I mean, if you want,
less is more.
You can do. Don't let the sun go down on me and go, ladies and gentlemen, Miss Rachel Jones. Dun, 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 dun. I can hide all around my glads, because she does sing like that.
Yeah. Let's do it. That'd be great.
So you up for that?
I'm only duetting with Anthony Kiedis, so.
Are you okay? Yeah. All right. Fine. I'm up for that, yeah.
Many people are well up for this idea.
Oh, my God.
There used to be a great busker, actually, in Matthew Street in Liverpool. He used to stand there with a cardboard-shaped guitar, right? Piece of cardboard, old box, made into a guitar. He'd stand there and just strum. Nothing came out, but just big smile on his face. He used to make a fortune.
So, text us, 8199, people of Liverpool, Thursday afternoon, would you come out of your workplaces, from your offices, from your schools and colleges, when you get out of bed, to see the legend that is Dominic Byrne and an exclusive Liverpool busking gig?
I wouldn't, you know, it's fair to say at this point, I wouldn't expect too much.
Really?
To be honest with you.
I think you'd be right. So, text us in, 8199, and we will sort it out for you to busk in the streets of Liverpool. Thursday, this week.
Thank you very much, I think.
My pleasure. Take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of Liverpool. I see you now. Bigger than the Beatles. Maybe. Right, it's 10 to 8. This is the excellent Franz Ferdinand track, which is called Matinee.
Take your white finger. I'm on BBC
1.
Talent Harry.
Chris Moyles.
I made it and what I made is unclear now.
deference is, and his laughter is. My words and smile are so easy now. Yes, it's easy now. Yes, it's easy now. Academic factory will find me in the matinee. Dark of the matinee, it's better in the matinee. Dark of the matinee, you will find me and follow me through corridors, refectories and files. You must follow me. This academic factory will find me in the matinee. Dark of the matinee, better in the matinee. Dark of the matinee is mine.
I do like that. Franz Ferdinand and Matinee comes out on the 19th of April, so, what, month, something like that. The greatest buster in the world is in Liverpool. He has two bears.
Bears. And he probably has two beers as well.
And a sound system, and the bears dance. Then to really wow his fans, he puts on his bear helmet. Great. Dave, that fellow with the cardboard guitar is still going. From Greg in Liverpool. There used to be a man in Liverpool who played the Hoover. I'm definitely going to come and see Dominic on Thursday. There you go, there's one right there. We've got one. That busker with a cardboard guitar is still gracing Matthew Street every weekend night. He gratefully accepts half pints and half-eaten hamburgers from Paul of Widnes.
He's class. Paul.
I don't even live in Liverpool, but I would come and watch Dominic busking from Lindsay in Cumbria. That's two. Although she probably won't turn up, let's be honest. I'll bring my class of four-year-olds. They can scream on demand. Why do you want a lot of kids going, on demand? Busking Liverpool Uni, there will be thousands of students cheering Dominic on. This is good. I don't even live in Liverpool, but I'd drive there to see Dominic strum.
Well, I bet you would.
I turn up to watch Dominic burn. I even have my own matches. See, that's just just offensive. So lots of people are saying it. And Steve Leeds says, did you know there's a national bell ringing competition in Liverpool on Saturday? I didn't know that either. I didn't know that. Well, thank God we won't be there on Saturday then.
This is Radio 1.
7:56. La da 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 da. So Friday morning we're doing the show live from Liverpool. Thursday Dominic will be busking out the street. Details to follow, but you must come and see him.
Count backwards. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Before you get too heated and turned on.
Red-blooded woman. I do prefer red-blooded women. I hate those green-blooded women. Can't stand them. They're alien-like. Right, that was Kylie. Coming up next, we'll play The Darkness. One. Let's get some news and support from Dom and Jules at 8 o'clock.
Extra patrols for the British troops in Iraq.
And Jones takes will be in goal at the new camp.
And the weather, wet and windy yet again this morning. Hail and thunder in the east. Radio Newsbeat, it's now 3 minutes past eight.
Hail and thunder.
Could be worse, could be hail and pace.
Mm. Hey. Good morning.
So weather's rubbish at the moment.
It's been the same for weeks. It's just rubbish.
When's the sun coming?
In the summer.
I think we're on the cusp of summer, though, now, aren't we?
Are we?
Do you think?
I don't know.
It's getting lighter in the morning.
Well, clocks are going forward next weekend.
Yep.
By an hour.
Saturday
great.
Night.
Lose another night's sleep. Which means that the nights are brighter for longer. Is that right?
And the mornings are darker for longer.
Great! Just as I'm getting used to seeing a bit of light in the morning, now back to square one, darkness.
I never understand the forward and backwards thing.
It's complicated. So, we had this discussion
yesterday.
It's
because of farmers.
What?
Isn't it...
It's farmers. Farmers invented time. Therefore, they gave themselves an extra hour in bed. But the deal that they struck with the time...
Lords.
Yes. Lords, was that they have to give that hour back at some point. So that's what they did. Do you not know that?
No.
Everyone knows that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So it's all farmers and time lords.
Time lords and farmers, yeah.
Yeah. You'd learn that at school, wouldn't you?
Do you not know anything about time?
No, apparently not.
Time travel is possible as well.
Joking.
Because of the flux capacitor.
Sorry?
The flux capacitor.
Really?
Yeah. I wouldn't say that after a few jars. You know, in the Back to the Future movies, you see.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
This one says where you're going, this one says where you are, this one says where you've been. Yeah. You know the Easter clock and everything?
Yes.
And then behind him is the flux capacitor.
That fellow with the hair, was he a Time Lord?
That was Doctor Who.
No, that was Dr. Emmett Brown.
Yeah, the fellow with the hair.
No, he was a doctor, though.
Was he?
He was Dr. Emmett Brown.
But not a doctor of medicine, a doctor
of time. His dog was Einie, which was Einstein. You've got to study the Back to the Future movies. It tells you a lot about time travel.
And is that essentially the cause of our time changing now?
The flux capacitor.
Yeah, with the fact that we go forward in the summer and backwards in the winter.
Yes.
They didn't know that.
Now, Dr. Stephen Hawking, he says that time travel is possible.
Mm.
And he says that you can time travel. In his A Brief History of Time book, of which I've read
several. You haven't read it.
Yes, I have.
You haven't read it?
All right, I've got it out on video from Blockbuster. He says that time travel is possible.
He talks about a black hole, doesn't he?
What?
He talks
That's a different
about...
Oh,
video.
That was a brilliant movie. That was great, with Maximilian in, and that big red robot was... That was brilliant.
That's right.
I love that movie.
Mm-hmm.
That was... They should make Black Hole 2. Actually, I think Will's got...
I think he's got that, actually, on import.
6 minutes past eight.
We're the new show on the air, and we know we're not the same. To be your number one, well, that's our major aim. What makes this show stand out when the record has stopped playing? When he speaks into the mic, you understand what he is saying.
Gotta stop you a moment, Dominic. Everybody's texting in saying, Chris, we have clear blue sky here in Crewe. Chris, the sun is out in Southampton. It's a warm, sunny day. Chris, the weather in Liverpool is great. Chris, it's clear blue sky and sunny here from Nathan in Bradford. Chris, it's sunny here in Scunny, Chris. Chris, bright sunshine in Leeds, you numpty. Chris, it's sunny... What? It's sun, it seems to be sunny everywhere.
Okay, yes. There are some sunshine areas of the UK.
Yeah, in Crewe and in Leeds and in Southampton and in Liverpool and in Bradford.
Mm. Majority of the country, wet and windy, really. But we will reflect the sunshine at 8:30 in our weather bulletin.
Will you?
I'm not a weatherman.
Clearly. Hey.
What?
I want where there will be sun in the news, in the weather bulletin at 8:30, I want you to list where...
Every single place there will be sun.
Yes.
That's... Right, fine.
Fine, yes.
Show, National Radio 1.
If you're gonna do it, you've gotta do it. That's what my grandma used to say. Mind you, she wasn't well. She always used to say, wherever you go, there you are.
Did she always tell you to put clean underpants on before you went across the road?
No.
Because you get mown down by a bus.
I generally was wearing underpants if I crossed the road. I never really crossed the road underpantless.
Really? You didn't go commando?
No. That was ridiculous.
Eight,
it's 8 minutes past eight.
Oh, the first
was
a point. I'll be your naughty girl. All the
Beyonce Knowles and Little Flip, of course. Out of Monday, Naughty Girl. 14 minutes past the radio, 1 hour of 8 o'clock. People trying to get things plugged and mentioned on the radio, and they often employ a PR company who come up with PR stunts. And upstairs, to promote a product, two girls in bikinis. Now, it's freezing outside. A lot of you listening to this are still even in bed. You don't even get out of the duvet to stand up in your lovely warm bedroom. With your radiators on, you're too snuggled up. Imagine these girls in bikinis.
Imagining.
Are you? Now, I'm thinking, you know, what can we do? And I haven't seen them. Rachel, what, let me go upstairs and have a look at them. Because I've got to press the buttons. However, Dominic's a married man. Mm. So is Comedy Dave.
Mm-hmm.
So it's head to tails. Which one of you goes up, has a gawp, and comes back and reports whether or not they're fit or not?
Okay.
Right?
Mm.
And then maybe we'll do something with them later. After the show.
Well, I need to, because the weather was ridiculed slightly at 8 o'clock, I need to check the weather.
Right.
And by doing that, I need to go out of the building.
And see exactly how cold it is.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think you'll tell quite quickly how cold it is.
That's true.
Right. Okay, do you want to do that then?
I could do that if you want.
It's a good barometer on temperature, I always find.
Okay, so what I'll do is, right, I'll ring my mobile.
Okay.
Okay, and then you can go upstairs on the phone.
Yep.
And tell us what you think.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay.
Right, there you go. All right, so you take my phone.
Okay.
Okay, so you'll be live on air, obviously, for the whole thing.
I've got to go and get me thing.
Go and get your thing. All right. All right, Dominic. Dominic, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
All right, Dominic. So Dominic is going to go upstairs and check on these two ladies in bikinis to find out whether they're fit or not.
Yeah, a guy just around the corner from here has stuck two thumbs up going, yeah, hey, they're beauty.
Okay, it's good to see Alan joining in on the phone. Hmm. Where are you? What's that noise?
Hello, sorry, that was the Hoover.
Oh, okay, all right then, all right then.
What I can report is it's very, very chilly outside, but right. That's a good thing.
Right, okay, you can see the girls.
That's right.
And on a scale of 1 to 10?
1.
Right, it's not exactly how the gag works, is it? But
if we... In all seriousness, they do look delightful women.
Are they inside or outside?
They're outside.
Okay, so they don't know that you're staring at them?
No. Right. They don't know we're on the radio talking about them.
Can you describe them to us for all our male listeners?
I look like a stalker. Hang on 2 sec.
Yeah.
This is great radio,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Hi there. How you doing? Is it cold? It's boiling, really. They've got kind of bikinis on. Right. And, my goodness.
Right, Dominic, the phone I've given you is a camera phone.
Is it? Oh, yeah, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if you want to have take some photos and then come back.
Okay, I'll do that.
Right, I'll leave you up there with them, shall I?
Yeah, yes.
All right, I'll see you about... do you want me to read the news at 8:30, or will you be back?
No, that's fine, you can do that, and I'll dip back for 10:30.
Right, okay. Well, I'll have fun, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
What are the names, by the way?
What are your names, sorry? Rebecca and Alicia.
Alicia, very nice.
Yeah.
Have they ever done any movie work?
Have you done any what work?
Movie work.
Have you done movies? Really?
What?
They've done movies. What sort of...
Right, yeah, ask them if...
No, don't
know. No, okay. Right, well, I'll leave you to it, Dom.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
There you go.
Probably on that movie that Will's got.
Well, they seem very nice, ladies.
Didn't they just?
Rachel said they were attractive, because normally what happens when they send... quote, pretty girls to Radio 1, they're normally monters.
Yeah.
In ill-fitting T-shirts.
No, they are pretty.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a friendly guy. You know, I like to keep our listeners happy. They won't be happy outside in the cold. Why don't they come in here and keep warm in the studio?
Make them a cup of tea, put the kettle on.
You two have got work to do.
Yeah, well, you know, tell me about it, but I'll play a record first at least, you know what I mean?
That's not work. 818.
Find a job you love, you'll never work again for the rest of your life. It's an old Chinese proverb, I believe. Well, I think it's translated into English.
Is it? Well, that was in the English that you were speaking.
Right, so Will Dominic... Oh, hang on, he's back! He's back, hang on, stop.
I don't know how to take a photo.
What?
I don't know how you take photos.
Here, give me the phone. Good Lord, there's two women upstairs in bikinis.
I know!
I've got
a Polaroid upstairs.
Have you?
Yeah. Have you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll do that then.
I don't know whether I've got any film for it, though. That could be problematic.
Right, here you go. Camera. See the button which says camera?
Yeah.
Press that.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait for a few seconds.
Yeah.
And then the camera will appear.
Yes.
All right. Press the red button, the black button there,
yeah.
And it takes a picture. Are you? Here's Rachel, right there.
Yeah.
Well, okay. And it automatically saves it.
Yeah.
Wait a few seconds, okay? And you're ready to roll again.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Hit back. Okay.
Yeah, delete that one.
All right.
Okay,
right.
Fine.
Yeah, I will delete that one.
Oi. All right.
And if you push the knob up, it's closer. Close up. Right, okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Right, you're right, off you go then. Go back and see, what are the names?
Alicia and,
Tracy, yeah. Rebecca.
I don't know, A and B, but they look great.
You're beautiful.
You are.
What? For sure.
Yes, they are.
Oh, hello, Colin.
You'll never, ever fade.
We'd like to apply for a job reading our news on the show.
You're lovely, but it's not for sure. I won't ever...
Nice potato, I'm like a bird. Hey, show your face. Dominic is back from checking out the bikini-clad PR girls upstairs.
Yeah, I had to do it, really.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't have time, Sam, but you had to be back for the end of the record. Good morning. And you're taking a picture?
Yes.
They're all right, you know.
I took two pictures just in case.
Yeah. Which one's which?
Alicia is on the left and Becky is on the right.
Oh, Becky now, is it?
Yeah.
It was Rebecca, but now it's Becky.
Or Bex.
Yeah. Does your wife listen to this bit of the show, by the way?
No, she's on a train.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Hopefully.
Is she in a tunnel?
Hopefully. It's fine.
They're all right, aren't they? One of them's got a big nose.
It was just checking the weather, Dave, as I was saying earlier. Yeah.
They're also a bit too thin.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, Rachel?
Terrible.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Well, the one on the left... The one on the left's got a huge nose.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? But she has. That kind of, that lets her down a little bit.
Very big fans of yours, though.
The one on the right's all right, the Becky girl, she looks all right, but she's a bit too modelly posy. She's doing that head down pout, sexy eyes thing.
That said, it's not for us to criticise.
However, they do look like, a female, pretty female version of the Cheeky Girls.
I thought that. There's something a bit cheeky-esque about them, isn't there? Except less Transylvanian looking.
Nice. Anyway, shame we can't promote their products, but they look very nice indeed. You could have got some, a few more pictures. You only got two.
I don't want to look sort of,
You could have got some pictures of the backside, at least, Only, the reason why, I'm not being a perv.
I'm a journalist.
But Rachel and I are obviously trying to get fit for the summer.
Yeah.
And this would give us
Don't bring me into your excuse.
This would be a good example of what a nice pert, trained, fit backside would look like.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on the fridge or something.
I want one of them.
Well, exactly. Do you know what I mean?
It was hard enough to ask for another one, to be honest with you. There's two pitches there.
No, all right. Well,
take a back shot.
You could, as you're walking away.
Yeah, multi-angle.
There's two blokes in reception going, I wouldn't mind taking one as well. Is it all right? Can I do that? This is just for the show, really.
Yeah, just leave it. Thank you. Right, it's 8:25. We need to play a very quick game. All right?
Mm-hmm.
This is to do with the new chairman of Leeds United, right? Do you have to go?
Sorry, is that all right? So I have to get some news together.
It does kind of ruin the game.
Okay, I'll stay.
Well, no, we can do it later.
No, it's all right.
No, we'll do it later.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't want to hold you up.
I don't want to ruin your fun.
Why do you need to rush out the studio all of a sudden?
I don't know. I'll check with Adrian. Adrian, do I need to rush out the studio?
It's nothing to do with...
No, we're fine.
It's nothing to do with news, is it?
We're fine.
No, it's nothing to do with news at all, is it?
What?
Where are you going? Yeah. You going back upstairs?
No, I'm going there.
Yeah, you're going back upstairs. All right, tell you what, I'll let you go back upstairs.
No, I'm not going upstairs.
If you're going to be like that.
No, not at all.
Do you want to borrow the camera phone again?
No, my dear. No, it's fine. Let's play your game. I'm not going.
No, let's go and see the birds upstairs in bikinis.
Mark and Lard on Radio 1.
Well, yeah, this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me. I said this looks like a top for me, so everybody just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because it feels so empty without me.
Eminem without me. Just to warn everybody, there will be a Leeds United and Man City goal montage following the news and sport. That's a Leeds United and Man City goal montage following the sport. It's my show. If you don't like it, shove it. Good morning. Let's move on.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Then we'll play Jakarta, we'll play the Black Eyed Peas, and if you're lucky, we'll play the Thrills. Here's news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's 8:31.
14 British soldiers are still in... And the weather, because there was some stick from the last one. This is the official weather forecast from the Met Office.
Yes.
Wet and windy yet again. No, that's ours, actually. Most places will have some sunshine. However, showers, mainly near coasts at first, will develop more widely, some becoming heavy with hail and thunder, which is what we said, especially across England and Wales. Now, snow is likely over many hills. Some sheltered spots in southwestern Scotland may be mostly dry and sunny. A chilly day, generally, with northerly winds. Temperatures will plummet as the heavy showers arrive.
Can we tell you what the listeners are saying, predominantly?
Well, they're saying sunny.
Is that the Midlands are wet, and pretty much all across the north, Northern Ireland and Scotland, is beautifully sunny.
Absolutely, I agree.
It's pink sunshine everywhere. Sunshine. Do you want to know where else is sunny?
Yes, I do.
Hi, it's Dan and it's sunny in Manchester.
Hi, I'm Vicky and it's sunny in Truro.
Hi, it's Mark and it's sunny in Nottingham.
Hi, it's Linda and it's bright and sunny in Liverpool. See you Friday.
Hi, it's Samantha and it's sunny in Aberdeen.
Hi, it's Nikki and it's sunny in Halifax.
Hi, I'm Jody and it's sunny here in Cardiff.
Dom, you loser. It's Nina. I'm in Dundee and it's sunny.
That's a bit harsh.
There you go.
One road travel.
Everyone's favourite road, the A1038 in East Yorkshire. Prospect Street in Bridlington has closed both ways between Beck Hill and Moorfield Road because of a gas leak. Jingle.
One road travel.
It's 8:36.
On Radio 1.
Oh, you got the pod on now. You're in the right grump.
No,
hey,
no,
the new grump is Dominic Byrne.
It's a forecast, isn't it? Which means...
Coming to a street in Liverpool soon. Dominic Byrne is the grump.
Busk idol.
That's quite good.
It's 8:36. What a great night last night for Leeds United.
It's 22 or 3 yards outside the box to the right of goal. Here's McPhail with a left boot. Hooked into the six-yard box. Yes! Goal! Headed off the post. I'm not sure if Alan Smith got a touch on the way through. But Leeds United have the breakthrough. Exactly halfway through this first half. And Leeds United are in front in a must-win game at Elland Road. And this is Barton. Rolled into the edge of the box for Sibierski. A little backflick to Anelka. And Anelka scores. Viduka just places the ball on the spot and strides backwards towards the edge of the area in front of an expectant Revien. Viduka against James. Viduka! Yes! Mark Viduka scores for Leeds United from the spot. And Manchester City now down to 10 men for the last 15 minutes. Can Leeds hold on for 3 precious points? And Leeds United are 2-1 up on Manchester City. Mark Viduka's 8th goal of the season.
Hi, it's Dan and it's sunny in Manchester.
Hi, I'm Vicky and it's sunny in Truro.
Hi, it's Mark and it's sunny in Nottingham.
Hi, it's Linda and it's bright and sunny in Liverpool. See you Friday.
Hi, it's Samantha and it's sunny in Aberdeen.
Hi, it's Nicky and it's sunny in Halifax.
Hi, I'm Jodie and it's sunny here in Cardiff.
Don, me loser. It's Nina. I'm in Dundee and it's sunny.
Overdrive.
Peace, hey mama. La 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 la. I'm in a great mood today. Such a good mood. Leeds won last night. It's my girlfriend's birthday today. Oh, and I'm just in a cracking mood. I'm in a great mood. I don't want to go on about the football too much, but I know that often players listen on the way to training in the morning. Right. And I would like to say hello to Danny Murphy, the Liverpool ace, I believe the phrase is. As Dominic would call him, Liverpool ace. And or any of the other Liverpool players who are listening. Page 11 of today's Sun. Now, often, it's, you know, blokes, you know, kind of chuffed if they go out with someone who looks a bit fit and a bit sexy and if, you know, and, you know, it's great, isn't it? It's like, you know, having a bit of eye candy on your arm and all that, you know. I mean, I'm not saying anything else about that because Joanna, his lovely girlfriend, and Danny, they're getting married and it's all going to be beautiful. And I've known Joanna for a few years. She's a top girl and I met Danny the other way. He's a lovely fella, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, how much stick do you think he's going to get from his teammates today? I made cop star beg for mercy, TV babe Joanna, on her wild romps with cop ace Danny. Cuffs and a Diamante whip.
You see, the headline should have been cop off, shouldn't it?
It should have been, really. And even on the bonnet of his BMW. It's one of those things where I would imagine, if it was me, I'd be like, oh, you are kidding me. Oh,
and it's an X5 and it's difficult to get on the bonnet of them because they're quite high up.
Well, according to Joanna...
It's a stepladder.
According to Joanna, you are wrong. The X5's bonnet is the perfect height for it.
Really?
Yeah. According to JT, that's what she says. But anyway, there's an interview with Joanna and photos of Maxim and she's looking very well. Although I think Danny looks very well too. So, Danny, great game today. Yeah, thanks a lot. So, tell me, how exactly does the bonnet of the car work? Oh, turn it in, will you?
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
Oh, it's back, Dave. The UK's brightest radio quiz. Spot the Difference, inspired by Rachel, who was reading what magazine?
Chat magazine.
Chat magazine. She's come up with an audio version of Spot the Difference. This is where you could win top prizes. What do we actually give away? Do we give away anything?
No, it's just play for fun.
Right, okay. Is the budget really that low this week?
We don't need to win prizes all the time.
Well, that's good, because we don't give away prizes all the time.
It's the glory of taking part and being on your show, Chris.
Seriously, the bonnet of the X5, apparently it's a perfect height.
So you'd need a leg up, wouldn't you, so to speak? I mean, you know,
leg up to get a leg over.
No, what I meant was a leg to not... Never mind.
Right, anyway, so... Sorry, Danny. Spot the Difference. I will play you a clip of EastEnders, And then we'll play the same clip again. You have to tell us, if you can, spot the difference. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here's version A.
You know, there are other pubs. Why don't you go somewhere with a nice family? I've had about as much as I can stomach from you. Dennis and I aren't even related. We have done nothing wrong, and we're sick of being treated like a pair of lepers.
Yeah, is that right?
Yes, it is. We're just two people who fell in love. So from now on, anyone else who don't like it can answer to me.
I don't know why she's sick of feeling like a pair of leopards. I don't understand that line.
No, she didn't say leopards.
She said, I feel like a pair of leopards. Crazy. All right, so that's the clean version. I'm going to play version B, but can you spot the difference? Here we go.
You know, there are other pubs. Why don't you go somewhere with a nice family? I've had about as much as I can stomach from you. Dennis and I aren't even related. We have done nothing wrong, and we're sick of being treated like a pair of lepers.
Yeah, is that right?
Yes, it is. We're just two people who fell in love. So from now on, anyone else who don't like it can answer to me.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
Right, straight to the phones then. 08700 100 100. I like the beautiful line at the end there, where she goes, we're just a pair of people in love, as that last sound effect kicked in. Hello. Right, so, I will give you a clue. There are three differences today. I hope I haven't given anything away there.
Three to pick from.
Well, no, you need all three.
That's what I mean.
Right. So if you spot the differences, get on the phone and you could win nothing. 08700 100 100. It's Tuesday. Spot the differences.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
It's 8:49.
50 talent, one extra.
That's the Trills on Radio 1, Santa Cruz.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
Apparently the bonnet is the perfect height, so I'm told. It's in the paper today.
That means it's got bull bars.
Whips and handcuffs. Hey? Hey. Anyway, it's time for Spot the Difference. Hello, Emma.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm absolutely marvellous.
Wahey! Wahey! Oh, I see you have a donkey with you.
Yep, I've got a donkey with me right in the back.
Well,
we're off to the studio to record our EP.
Excellent.
Yep.
The hell are you on? Well, where are you, Emma?
At the moment, we're in London, getting some breakfast.
No more room.
Right, okay. Are you anywhere near the radio and studios?
Probably not, no.
Thank God for
keep
that.
Driving.
Yeah. And where are you going?
Where are we going?
Ladbroke Grove.
Oh, very nice.
Lovely.
Yeah. Lovely. All right, then, Emma, well done. You've got this far, you've got on the air. How well do you think you did with the differences?
Pretty well.
All right, okay. What do you think the differences were?
It was a drill, owl and a dog.
A drill, owl and a dog. Let's see if you're right.
You know, there are other pubs. Why don't you go somewhere with a nice family?
Drill, yeah.
Dennis and I aren't even related. We have done nothing wrong.
Owl.
And we're sick of being treated like a pair of lepers.
Here's the line.
Is that right? Yes, it is. We're just two people who fell in love. So from now on, anyone else who don't like it can answer to me.
Here's the right answer!
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
Congratulations, Emma. You're a Radio 1 winner.
Wicked. Radio 1 kicks ass, man.
Yes,
yeah, so man.
Kicks ass.
Yeah.
That's man.
It's hot rocking flame throwing. So how many of you are in the car?
There's four other people with me.
Name them.
The rest of my band.
Are you really are going to a studio to record an EP?
Yeah, we are, man. Death Sex Symbol.
Yeah, man. Say that again, what?
Death Sex Symbol.
Death Sex Symbols.
Yeah.
Alright, I look forward to hearing where's announced at the chart. Have a good day.
Radio 1's Spot the Difference.
And it's a brand new entry this week on the official chart. Dead Sex Symbols goes straight in at number 79.
Just ahead of Nickelback.
I'm gonna do it.
morning, Chad, if you're listening.
Morning, Dave. It's 8:56, Radio and Radio 1.
How he talks, you know.
Apparently, the bonnet is the perfect height. So says Danny Murphy's lady, Joanna.
I still think it'd be a bit high.
Well, no, apparently, no, you are wrong. It is the perfect height. I think that's Dave Pearce mix there. Wow, lovely. Wow. Radio 1's Dance Anthems. Right, Chitty Slink, you ready?
Yep.
How do you get to this morning's track from yesterday's track, Robbie Williams' Lazy Days?
Robbie Williams shares the same surname as Kenneth Williams. Kenneth Williams starred in the Carry On movies alongside Barbara Windsor. Windsor Castle is one of the many residences of the Queen. Queen the band were fronted by Freddie Mercury. Freddie Mercury shared the same Christian name as Freddie Starr, who himself stars alongside Australian disc jockey John O'Coleman, who is now a training buddy of Chris Moyles at his specialist members only gym.
Not a training
Jim book. Kerr is a lead singer of Simple Minds and was previously married to Patsy Kensett, who is now an ex of both Liam Gallagher and, curiously, David Walliams of Little Britain. Little Britain was a 1996 hit for Dreadzone. Dreadzone shouldn't be mistaken for ozone, which is actually a protective layer around the Earth's surface,
right,
which shields us from harmful rays and stuff like that. Harmful rays can also be protected against with the use of sunscreen.
Hello.
Sunscreen, hello. Or more precisely, Everybody's Free to Wear Sunscreen was a number one in 1999, thanks entirely to this show, who championed it as Hitmakers and Chart Angels in 1999. The same year that another record did rather well in the charts, entirely without our help, and that was You Get What You Give by the New Radicals, which links us to You Get What You Give by the New Radicals.
Ah, I never saw that one coming. Good record, though.
It plays now on Radio 1.
Record. It's not a great record, it's a good record. It's alright. New Radicals, You Get What You Give. Seamless link, Dave?
Yep.
Good. Alan, what the hell were you just doing then?
I was that guy of X-Men, you know, when he's got that thing in front of his eyes you can put lasers out of. I thought I'd use my...
You have a thing in front of your eyes if you want. My fist. I owe Alan Alan... He's going to get a major, major embarrassment before 10 o'clock this morning for being sarcastic and cheeky to me, the boss, the gaffer.
You were rude to me.
This morning?
You were nasty.
Actually, Dave, you were there. Be honest. I wasn't rude at all, was I?
You came in.
Yep.
The time was approximately 5:30 this morning.
No,
in
six.
The office.
It's close to six.
I'd say it's my mate. Let's, you know.
Okay, we'll call it quarter to six then, shall we?
Okay.
So Chris comes in.
Hello.
And he goes... Alad, have I got a spot on my head? And he goes, where? And he goes, just there.
No, actually, the word was, I can't see anything. Where is it?
You go, where? You got the red mark there. And Alad goes, you got four red marks on your forehead. This didn't go down well.
And because I was being honest, saying I can't see.
Implying that I had four spots on
my face.
I
was being nice. And you came back and says, it's the red thing on the white forehead, making me feel stupid. So I said, you got four red things. And I walked off. I wasn't being nasty.
Well,
you
you're going to have some red sore things as well by the time my boot is finished on your ass.
I was being nice and you couldn't take a compliment. I said I can't see anything.
Rachel?
Should we open the phone lines for car park catchphrase?
No, the phone lines can wait. So anyway, so you... Oh, by the way, Seamless Link?
Yeah.
Great, well done. So, I did ask anyway. You need to be punished.
Okay.
Right, because you embarrassed me in front of my friend and colleague, Comedy Dave.
Hello.
He laughed.
And he didn't laugh.
He did, actually.
Do you know, out of embarrassment.
Was
and Rachel said to me afterwards, I don't, you know, I shouldn't really say this in the air, Rachel will be embarrassed. Rachel said, I can't believe Alan said that. He's so out of order. Why don't you embarrass him on the ear by bending him over and kicking him up the bum five
times? Rachel,
I did not
say
that.
What,
if I don't speak
thought
like
we
that.
Were close.
May God build me a huge house of gold in heaven if I am lying. I tell you, Alan, that is what I heard.
I think it should be put to a text vote. The question is this, can we kick him? And then
no!
Your answer is, yes, you can.
Yes, no. You can.
And yes, you can.
Or no, you can't.
Let's
either.
Well, hang on. Nobody text yet. Don't text a thing. Don't text
the question
a thing.
Is, can we kick
no,
him?
But hang on, no text.
Kay.
Okay, you're right.
I was trying to be nice in my defence, and you were nasty back. You were sarcastic back. So I thought, why am I trying to be nice?
Yeah, is it really?
That's all you need, isn't it?
Oh, no, I don't.
See, listen, Anna, the thing is, you have been getting above your station.
I was being nice.
Rachel, and don't you all, because you were saying this to me only the other day in the office, you were saying how he's irritating you
these
days.
Don't listen to him.
You said since he started on Breakfast and flew to New York for the weekend, he's got, as you said, he's got on la-di-da. That's what you said.
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase.
I agree with you. I think he is la-di-da.
Well, I love you all regardless.
The thing is, Al, you do need to be punished. Mm. And I think a hefty boot up the backside 5 times.
How about if I squeeze your spot? Will that help?
How about I squeeze your head? In a vice.
Oh, no. Don't
right.
fall out.
Do you think I'll be ready yet, Rach? How long does it take normally? Mm. Do you want to try it? You try it.
This is perfect for half-time, though, Rachel. You know, yeah. It's ramble time.
Stop! Ramble time! So, Alan, will you be prepared? If we put it to the vote, right, if the listeners go, no. Stonehead Allard, we love him. Chris, you're just nothing but a big bully.
If it's a fair
and Man vote. City were robbed last night. If you know what I'm getting.
If it is a fair vote, I will abide by the listeners.
All right, so here's the vote then. I want to boot Allard up the ass 5 times. I had a strange upbringing. So, can I kick Allard? Text yes you can or no you can't to 81199. Rachel, what are you texting?
No, of course.
I'll text yes you can then.
Just for balance.
So, yes you can or no you can't.
Get onto your friends and
now, if you're a fan of Alan's and you like Alan and think that I'm a horrible, nasty bully, good morning, then text no you can't to 81199. However, if you're a rational human being with a great sense of humour, and let's be honest, you're probably really, really good-looking and generous and kind-hearted and very intelligent. And you would like to hear Alan getting a good booting. And that came out right, didn't it?
Yep.
Then text yes you can to 81199. So, can I kick Alan? Yes you can or no you can't. 81199.
You still know that management are typing yes right
now. You're going down, brother. You're going down like a sucker. Open a can of whoop ass on your ass, Alan.
Your ass is grass and he's a lawnmower.
I'm straight.
Do you want me to go and take the calls, Rachel?
Shall we open the phone lines now?
Oh, yeah, and if you want to phone up for car park catchphrase, you can. 0800 100 100.
When will this take place?
Well, the kicking, yeah. The ass-whooping. Yeah. I don't know, after 9:30.
Okay. End of the show?
No, well, we could do it twice. If the result, if the yes is double the no, then we have to do it twice, right?
Mm.
Yeah. I'm going to play the new track now, because we played it this time yesterday, didn't we? We didn't play the other one, and then we did it, right. You know every day this week, Dave?
Yeah.
We're playing tracks from unsigned bands.
I've heard this.
In Radio 1's unsigned bands feature.
Feature.
Yeah. Yesterday we played a four-piece from Cannock.
Mm-hmm.
And today we're playing a four-piece from Brighton. If you go to the Radio 1 website and click on One Music, you get more information about these bands. 2 weeks we're showcasing 5 new unsigned bands that have been selected from thousands of demos sent into the One Music site. So there are four-piece from Brighton. The singer and guitarist formed the band 2 years ago after Art saw... Is it Daya? Daya busking in Paris and was impressed by her vocal range. He gave her 10 francs and asked her if she'd like to record some songs with him. I believe that's what Dominic tried with those girls in bikinis upstairs.
She said, Frank, you baby?
What'd she say?
Frank, you very much.
Why would she say that?
I don't know. He gave her 10 francs.
Where was she from?
I don't know, probably Paris.
Yeah. And that's how they talk in Paris, is it?
Franco famous?
Ah, it is the city of love. Franco.
Can I get back to the serious?
Sorry, yeah. Right. Yeah, One Music.
You are such an idiot, you really are. Right, so this is it. Anybody who works at a record company, any boss of a major, major record label, you need to pay attention. This is an unsigned band from Brighton. Great British talent that you should be signing to get our music out there. They're going to be playing an acoustic set at the Sussex Arts Club in Brighton on Thursday, March 25th. Tell us what you think of this, and if you're in power at a record label, you should sign these people up. Do something good with it. They're called the Love Gods. Do you like that?
Yep.
This is Sadie Mercedes. Can I go? Give it to me one more time! But, you know, obviously, you know, we're unsigned too, so we're just giving you our unsigned.
Good, that.
I thought that was great. I really like that. Is she fit? Let's have a look.
The Love God, Sadie Mercedes.
She looks all right, isn't she? I like that a lot. The Love Gods. Rubbish title. Sorry, but I think it is. I think that's fantastic, that track. Really like that a lot. Zane's played him before, Zane Lowe. So anywhere in Brighton, Sussex Arts Club, Thursday night, they're going to be playing. So go and see him. And if you're a record company exec, why don't you go down in a suit with a posh car to driver, smoke a big cigar, stand at the bar, and when the gig's finished, everyone starts trickling out. When they walk up and go, all right, you should go, I think you guys were fantastic. Sweaty Simon, Sweaty Boy Records. I want to make you guys stars.
That's what you should do. Sweaty Simon.
Well, I don't know, do I? My name's Bert Spickleback, and I work for Spickleback Records in New York City.
Do you think Spickleback, was he the guy that signed up Nickelback?
That's right. I was very, very drunk. Oh, my God. Anyway, Love Gods, I'm going to sign you up because you guys were awesome. Jesus, were you hot. My...
Okay, with it. It's good.
God. My ass is tingling. You are so good. God damn. Anyway, it's just up to you. But if you want to know more about them, go to the website and click on One Music. And then we'll play another track tomorrow morning from another unsigned band. I like that.
Nice.
Usher next. Give over, really? My name is Rachel, and I produce the Chris Moore Show, and I tell Chris to glaringly obvious.
Get on with it, then.
Ooh, hey, listen, I've got 2 feet. That's 2 asses I can whoop. Not at the same time, obviously. I'll
fall on your ass if you did that, wouldn't you?
But don't you start with me, Rachel.
That would make me laugh.
Let's do an update on the texting, right? We are asking you, can I kick Allard because he was rude to me this morning? Text, yes, you can, if you agree that I'm allowed to kick Allard. Or no, you can't, if you're an Allard lover. And you don't want me to. So far, 3,400 text messages have come in. It's simply, quite honestly, not good enough. So Allard will be bent over the desk and I will boot him up the backside 5 times. I believe it's never been done on Radio 1 before.
Oh, no.
Really? So, can I kick Allard? If you say yes, then text yes you can to 81199 now. Yes you can to 81199. However, if you're an Allard lover, text no you can't to 81199. So, yes you can or no you can't, 81199, text. Peace out, A-Town Down.
Peace up, A-Town Down.
Something like that.
Peace up.
I don't.
Yeah. Peace out.
Peace up, A-Town Down.
Peace up, A-Town Down.
Hi, this is Usher, and this is Ludacris, and we're texting Yes You Can to 81199, because we want to see Allard get a kick in. There's a little jingle there from Usher and Ludacris. Damn straight. You all right, leave it out. What's up, Dave?
Thanks, fellas.
18 minutes past 9. Good morning.
In the club with my homies, trying to get a little VI, but down on a low key.
So far, 4,341 text messages have come in on the Can I Kick Allard question. 42% say, no, you can't. 58% say, yes, you can.
When does it close?
9:30.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So one final push. Should get Allard in to plead his case.
Could do. You could give him 10 seconds to say why people shouldn't kick him.
It's a good idea. Shall I talk over him or hum or something?
You could hum.
Right. Hi, Allard.
Hi, Chris.
You ready then?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to give you 10 seconds.
Okay.
For you to plead your case while why I shouldn't give you a hefty booting up the backside for being cheeky and rude to me this morning. Your 10 seconds starts now. And you may say whatever you want. You have 10 seconds to plead to the audience so that they don't kick you.
I was trying to be nice to you this morning when you said you had a spot. And
time's up. All right, so there's your 10 seconds.
I can see which way this is going.
Allard will get a kick in. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened there.
We don't endorse kicking, by the way.
No, and I don't think you should kick anybody. It's kicking is bad, which is why I'm hoping to kick Allard. 4,500 text messages now, and yes is still in the lead.
I did read some of the text. You are vicious out there. Can I just say that?
Oh, you aren't you?
Vicious. Ooh. Some of those texts.
Oof. I couldn't believe some of the things I read.
Oh, have you read these texts?
Yeah. Ooh. I'm sending in half of them.
Oh, okay.
Right, so, finally, can I kick Alad? Yes, you can. Text 81199 saying yes, you can. Or text no, you can't to 81199. Can I kick Alad? Yes, you can. Or no, you can't. 81199.
I see you floating it constantly. You make
do it now.
Feel like you and I could be real.
Yes, you can. Or no, you can't. 81199.
But then you're flipping the game. You walk away. You turn your back, baby. Stop. No.
That's the great sounds there of Will Young. And he's singing Your Game, Dave. Not Your Game, Dave, obviously. Oh, maybe you are. Right, so voting has stopped. 5,368 text messages came in. And the result is 55% of the people say, yes, you can, kick Alad. So, Alad is going to get an ass-whooping before the end of the show. That sounds wrong. So we're going to do that later. Right?
Yeah, cliffhanger.
No, we'll just probably do it over there on the table.
On the side of the table.
That would be ridiculous, Dave, you know. Hanging off a cliff, I'd never be able to reach that high, would I?
That's true.
You really don't think these things through, do you? Right, we'll do car park catchphrase in a bit. We'll be kicking Alad live on air, and we'll play Bubba Sparks and Britney Spears next after news and sport with Dom and Jules. It's 9:31.
British troops start extra patrols in Iraq.
And England.
And the time now is 9:34.
As I sit here in Studio 3 at Radio... Oh, get rid of that. As I sit here in Studio 3 at Radio 1, wearing my excellent Leeds United top, celebrating our victory last night over Manchester City.
That's last season's top, isn't it?
It is last season's top, but I don't have a long-sleeved... Do you know this season top? No. So just ignore that drink on the front and think of another drink. Right?
Okay.
But still the same badge.
I've become a badge kisser.
What? Kisser? What's a kisser?
Sorry, badge kisser.
Kisser. Yes, but still, it was great. Anyway, while Dominic and Juliet are here, you get to play our great game.
Who?
Yay! That's,
what, who? Dominic and Juliet.
Oh, I see, right.
They're the people who read the sport, Dave.
I've seen them
Hello.
Before.
Let's play our great game. It's all in honour and respect of the brand-new Leeds United chairman, Gypsy Gerald. the only chairman in the Premiership who wears his glasses around his neck on a piece of string. The guy's apparently worth millions, yet can't afford a spectacles case.
He looks like a coach driver.
Yeah. So, he talked last night on Sky after the game, and since I've seen him on TV in the last few days, the guy talks in sound bites. Absolute sound bites. It's for game of two halves. Well, it's 90 minutes, anything can happen. Don't get me wrong. As a Leeds fan, I just think the guy should stay off the television.
Jesus.
I really do.
He's your saviour, then.
Yeah.
Well, I know he is, but stay off the TV. Employ a PR man. I'll get, you know, the legend that is Lorimer to do it. But seriously, Gerald, stay off the telly, right? You were on Sky last night with an old Leeds scarf tied around your neck so tightly, you looked like your head was going to burst.
He's got nice memories.
Well, whatever you want, Rachel.
Hello?
Rachel?
That's
Juliet.
Sorry, he's got nice memories.
He saved you.
So, the game is, how many sound bites did he come up with last night in about 45-second interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
How many sound bites did Gerald come up with in 45 seconds of being interviewed on Sky? Let's go around the team. Dominic?
Well, according to you, he can hardly talk, so probably not many. Two?
Two, says Dominic Byrne. Juliet?
No, I'm going to go higher. I think six.
Six. Ooh. Okay. Dave?
Higher still, seven.
Seven. Rachel?
Eight.
Eight. All right. Anybody? Any more for any more? Adrian, do you want to go? Five. All right, Adrian goes for five.
He was just saying hello, actually.
Hi. How are you?
All right. Are you all ready to play the Be Like Gerald soundbite game?
Yes, please.
Let's play. To wear their spectacles round their neck with a piece of string.
Gerald Krasner is talking to Guy Havord.
Mr. Chairman, played 1-1.
100% record. I ought to get out while the going's good, but in all seriousness, great for the fans. I said earlier today, come and support us. Let's get 3 points. I haven't got them. That team in there, all guts tonight. 3 points in the bag. We're off the bottom. We're coming back.
What was it like for you watching that game today?
I was 37 when it began and 62 when it finished.
Nice.
It was great. Now, I'll be happy at the end of the season when we're still in the Premiership. Nice. But a great start.
Do you believe this is the beginning of the Great Escape?
Ooh. That's your words. My view is we're coming back. We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom. We'll soon be slightly higher.
How critical is it that you do survive the season?
We would. Every team wants to stay in the Premiership. How can I say anything else?
How are you going to celebrate tonight, then?
Might have a Diet Coke later.
Lovely, lovely.
Well
night.
Done. Congratulations.
Thank you. And
one
thanks
more
to the supporters.
There you go. I'll give him that one at the end. Which is 5, 6, 7, 8. I'd say 9. If you give
eight.
Him, if you give him the one at the end, though, thanks to the supporters, it was nice.
It was
eight.
The Diet Coke.
Congratulations.
I'll give it to Rach. Rachel is the winner.
Yay.
Well done, Rach. Of the game. And, of course, don't forget the question that everybody loves.
My view is we're coming back. We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom. We'll soon be...
All right, we're off the bottom. We'll soon be where? Will we be top? Will we be the middle? We're off the bottom. Where will we be, Gerald?
We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom. We'll soon be slightly higher.
Slightly higher. God bless you.
He's the biggest man at breakfast because he weighs much more. He knows a lot about stuff, but he's only 24. When morning comes, he's like a tiger in a cage. He growls and bites and shouts, and he lies about his age.
Good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
I love the fact that they used a sample of Missy Elliott and they used the line, copywritten, so don't copy me. I think that's very clever.
Hello. Ain't no stopping me. Yeah. Copywritten, so don't copy me.
Come on, Bubba, let's go.
Come on, Bubba, let's go.
Oh, are you ready, Alex?
No.
Oh, it's going to be great. And don't forget, whatever you do for the whole of today...
We're coming back from where we were. We're off the bottom.
Yeah.
We'll soon be slightly higher.
Slightly higher.
For Car Park Catchphrases, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, car park fans. Welcome to another great car park catchphrase. It really is play at the car park fun. With me and the legend that is Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, Roy. Let's get straight in and meet both our contestants. Take it away.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi Chris, I'm Alex and I'm from Bridgewater.
Yay! Bridgewater, not Bridgewater, Bridgewater.
Bridgewater.
Bridgewater. What do you do, Alex?
I'm a pub landlord.
Sorry for taking the mickey out of you, I think you've got a great voice.
Mm.
What's the name of the pub?
The Cottage Inn.
Oh, really? Alan, have you been there?
No.
and it said Bridgewater.
Water in Somerset.
How long have you been the landlord there?
Just over 15 months.
All right. Is it a nice boozer?
Yeah, it's a little country pub.
Oh, nice. We should go.
We should one day.
Yeah. What's your number one selling ale?
Well, it's a scrumpy cider.
Oh, with little bits of apple core in there.
Do you live upstairs?
Yes, I do.
Oh, love it. What a great life. How old are you, Alex?
23.
23?
Yep.
Good God. What a life. And are you enjoying it?
It's lovely.
Oh, God bless you. Where are you now?
I'm in Hyper Value Car Park in Bridgewater.
I know it very well. You stocking up on crisps?
Oh, Megastore is brilliant.
Oh, lovely. What do you drive?
A Rover 400.
Nice wheels. Right, wind the window down, Alex. Let's hear the horn. Ah, well...
Sounds a bit distant.
Yeah. Are you actually in the car?
Yes, I am.
All right, one more time. Let's hear it again.
Okay.
That's better. And notice other people beeping at the same time.
Yeah, typical Radio 1 listeners in Bridgewater.
If anybody else is near Alex, the pub landlord, let's hear your horn. All right, maybe I was wrong.
I love it when that happens. We want to hear you now.
Oh, hang on, let's hear you now. Rubbish!
There's a couple of lorries.
I swear blind I heard, so I wasn't going mad, was I?
No.
All right, Alex, stay there then. And on line two, it's contestant number two. Because that's number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, I'm Karen and I'm from Ellington in Northumberland.
Hey! Ellington, what a lovely place.
It is, it's very nice. Tiny little village, very good community feel about it.
When was the last time you went to Snab Point?
Never heard of it, Chris.
Snab Point? It's right on the coast, it's like around the corner from you.
Probably about 50 miles or so.
No.
I've never heard of it.
Go up to Cresswell and then turn right and go down the coast.
That's actually right, Dave. How do you know that?
I've been there before.
Have you really?
Yeah, we went to a wedding up there.
Cresswell's
remember,
really
in Ashington.
Nice.
Yeah? Is that where it was?
Yeah.
The wedding.
Hello.
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 Yeah, hello.
Hello.
We're just chatting amongst ourselves.
Karen Ellington.
Yeah, yeah, all right, Karen, yeah, sorry. We were talking to you and then we're just having a chat amongst ourselves.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Right, sorry about that. Jesus. Sorry, you now have our undivided attention, my darling, all right?
Thank you very much.
That's all right. What do you do, Karen?
I'm a nurse, but I'm not working at the minute. I'm at home looking after the kids.
Oh, how many kids have you got? Two?
Two.
A boy and a girl?
Two boys.
Two boys, Paul and Simon.
Sam and Oliver.
What?
Sam and Oliver.
Sam and Oliver.
Oh.
Very nice. Oh, that's good. And how old are they? 7 and 4.
7 and 17 months.
Oh, hey.
Oh.
Hey. Hey, blimey.
It's a lovely age.
Might have something there.
Yeah, and obviously that first one, she goes, I'm not having any more kids. And then a few years later, she goes, oh, go on then. Where are you parked, Karen?
I'm parked in a little residential car park in a place called Ashington.
Well, that's where we went to a wedding.
We've been there for a wedding.
Centre of the universe.
I'm telling you, it's cracking there.
It is. It's a brilliant night out in Ashington.
Home of the Charltons, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you know,
yes,
I went to a wedding there, right? And I got a taxi from the train station at, it would have been Newcastle, I suppose, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
And, I got a taxi there to the hotel. It was a Friday or a Saturday night.
Yeah.
And we pull up to the hotel. And I said, how much will that be, mate? And he goes, how much it'll be. And a drunk comes out the hotel, right, opens the passenger door, right, where I'm sitting, and decides to get in, sits on my bag and my suit, right, completely doesn't even see me. And the driver doesn't say anything. And I went, whoa, mate, my bag. And he went, my bag. Get off my bag before I knock it. Get off my bag! And he's kind of moved him. The taxi driver doesn't say a word and then goes, that'll be £20, mate. And I paid him, and I went, you all right with this fella? And he goes, I'll be all right. And I'm like, really? He didn't flinch. Mm. The driver didn't flinch, as if drunk people just get in cabs with passengers all the time.
They do, because we're very friendly up here, you see. Fair and share alike.
Yeah, I was very friendly with that drunk fella who got in the cab. Anyway, what car are you driving?
I'm driving a Land Rover Defender TD5.
Nice wheels. Let's hear the horn.
Well, here we go.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
And again.
I think I've got a duck stuck under the bonnet.
Do it again, Karen. Oh, my God.
Sounds like an electric shock, doesn't it?
Sounds like you're going to lose as well. I'll tell you that for nothing. Right, let's hear yours, Alex, again. And yours, Karen. All right, lovely.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady.
Let's play.
Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Right, as ever, best of three. Good luck. And may the best horn win. I hope it's the pub landlord.
Oh.
Sorry, Karen. Mr. Fisher's son Michael is busy playing in the garden. He's discovered a small mound which looks like it could be a molehill. Yes, Alex.
I don't know.
You don't know? Right.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Mm. It definitely looks like it's a molehill, and Michael is now piling more and more earth on top of it, as if he's trying to... Yes, Alex?
Don't make a mountain out of a molehill.
You're right!
Well done. Come on, Karen, my darling.
I'm nearly there.
Right, okay. Next one. Good luck.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is on a whitewater rafting holiday at Yabby Creek in Australia. He's got all the gear he needs, the canoe and all the waterproofs, and he's heading up the creek. He's just about to set...
Oh, I think it was Karen.
I think that was Karen. Yes, Karen.
Yes. Up the creek without a paddle.
Up the creek without a paddle.
You're absolutely right. Yay. That's the car park catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Right, it's neck and neck. Whoever gets this right is the big winner.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Oh, this doesn't look good. Looks like there's a huge landslide with lots of rocks falling on Mr. Fish's house. Some of the rocks have fallen through the roof, and Mr. Fish is trapped under one of the rocks. He's actually caught between a rock and a... Yes, Karen?
Caught between a rock and a hard place.
You're a winner.
To say you had a rubbish horn, you won the contest. Alex, pub landlord from Bridgewater.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry. You brought nothing but shame and sadness upon your family.
I did.
That's it. Have a great day and thanks for playing.
Yes.
Bye, mate. Bye. Karen, well done.
Thank you.
Oh, your boys will be so proud.
You say he'd be able to go and cry into his pint now, won't he? Go and pour himself a pint and go and cry into it.
Alex, did you hear that?
Yeah, I did.
I thought that was a bit harsh. So I hope I still get free beer when I come to your pub. And a
definitely.
Pound wins. Yeah, it's lovely. Thank you very much. Right, Karen, well done. You've won a lovely prize.
Yes.
I don't know what it is, though.
Oh.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well done to Alex. Well done to Karen. Well done to Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
One Music Unsigned.
I love Ash, but sadly we had to cut the short because we had to kick Alan. Right, now, we're running out of time, Al.
Okay.
Because it was 55% to kick Alan and 45% to not kick Alan, I'm going to be fair. I'm going to let you kick me as hard as you can up the backside, and then I will kick you as hard as I can. Deal?
You really want me to do this?
Really, really. I think it's only fair for all the Alan fans and people who hate me, right?
Okay.
Right, so I will bend over the desk, right? Okay, and you can kick me as hard as you like up the backside, but then I get to kick you.
Fine.
Deal?
Okay. All right. I'm going to get in position. Hang on.
I'm now bent over the desk.
Foot or knee?
What?
Foot or knee?
Just hurry up because we're playing the last track.
Three.
Yep.
Two.
Oh.
One.
Yep. Oh!
Yes!
Oh, right.
Okay, sorry. Don't, Chris, don't.
You.
I'm sorry.
Right, tomorrow, you're dead. He's a dead man.
Tom York from Tom York's School Days. And it's the final week of Mark and Lard on Radio 1.